great palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
One of the other wonderful initiatives of Waverley Council is its contribution to youth culture. And that contribution is taking the form of a program called the Bondi Wave Program. Now, the Bondi Wave is a 12-week course under the management and direction of Dr. Michael Galeazzi, and it teaches upper primary and high school bands how to write and arrange original music. And that gives them the opportunity to turn them loose, you see, hence the music.
Oh, very good.
These are for bands in the making, and they're for musicians in the making. They're not established, but it is by way of encouragement. And each week, the groups are mentored by a rotating roster of prominent industry professionals. And what an opportunity is that? The program culminates with a concert performance and professional recording. But here at Eastside Radio, and more particularly on Monday Drive, we want to give a further opportunity for the groups. So we're going to bring in one of the groups every Monday and another one every Thursday for the next few weeks or so into the studio here at Bondi to have a chat and a listen to them. Now, what I should have said before we started this segment is that it is pouring outside right here at Bondi. And I can imagine that that has put off those kids in the band. After all, they're fairly young. They're whatever they are. But instead of talking to the kids, I thought we'd have a chat with Dr. Michael Galeazzi, who is the guy who is running the whole program. And I welcome Michael back into the studio now. Michael, good afternoon. Welcome to Monday Drive.
Oh, good afternoon, Alan. And thank you so much for having both myself and the Wave Bands here on Eastside. We love Eastside. We're right next door in Bondi Pavilion.
Yes.
We've got the music studios there where we hold the Wave program, so it's like we're on home turf.
You are on home turf, and we love the initiatives that Waverley Council does, because unlike many other councils, it actually promotes providing opportunities for youth. And this is one. What kid doesn't like music?
Oh, look, this is like a hero youth program that's been going on at Waverley for nigh on 40 years. I've only just inherited the program. And it's one of the first contemporary music courses that was set up in Sydney like decades ago.
Right. Now, it was...
Big nod to Peter Winkler, by the way. He was one of the first
people. Oh, Rita?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh. It was the intention, of course, to have the group here and... But they aren't here. So
look, I've had apologies. Today was the afternoon daydreams sessions.
Yes.
Afternoon. But it's fantastic. One of the singers has got a singing audition and couldn't make it. No go. And
but that just shows you the success of the program, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And another member was on the other side of town and had a parent ring. We can't make it. It's torrential. So they send their sincerest apologies. But I'm here to represent the afternoon daydream.
Well, in a few moments, we'll get to play some of the afternoon daydreams music. But I wonder whether you can answer some of the questions I had for the children. Actually, I don't know whether to call them children or kids.
What, young musicians. They're just musicians.
They're musicians.
Young musicians.
Okay. Yeah.
School-aged musicians.
How old is school age? In other words, it's the high school certificate next week. Are they high school certificate age?
No. Generally, this year we had from 11 to 17-year-olds.
No.
Yeah.
11 to 17.
Absolutely.
Just let me do some maths. I can't work it out, but I think I'm something like four times the age of the most senior. That's terrible. Oh, no, it's not terrible.
It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. Look at that. You're still in the biz. You're doing the radio.
Doing the biz.
Playing the tunes.
Keeping
it alive.
Doing the biz. The Bondi Wave Project provides mentoring by a rotating roster of industry professionals. Tell us a little bit about who those industry professionals are who are leading the groups.
Oh, we've got a wonderful bunch of tutors. Brendan Gallagher, local Bondi resident, producer. Actually, he's in
Karma
the
Pavilion. Country.
Yeah, Karma County.
Karma County.
Yeah, and he's actually got a creative conversation this Friday night celebrating the 25th anniversary of Jimmy Little's Messenger album. He produced that album and actually in his flat in Bondi.
Wow.
Most of the music. And, anyway, so we've got Brendan, Abby Dobson from Leonardo's Bride.
Leonardo's Bride.
Yeah, she was there. Yeah. Jim Elliott from The Cruel Sea. They're currently supporting the Cold Chisel Tour at the moment.
No.
Yeah.
But these kids, do they recognise what power they're harnessing by?
Nah. But they appreciate the knowledge and the help.
Yeah, yeah. You've also got Lindy Morrison?
Look, not at the moment. She hasn't been part of the program for a couple of years.
All
because
right.
She's sort of moving back. She's too busy touring.
Right,
she's
right.
With Rob Snarsky around the country. I only saw her at Angel Place the other day supporting Amanda Brown's solo album. Well, that was a little while ago. But anyway, she's too busy. We can't get her anymore.
Right, right. Yeah. Look, I was going to ask the group themselves what would be the single biggest takeaway that they have received from such mentors. Would you be able to...
You know what? I'm just trying to... I've looked at all the survey results. We've got some really lovely feedback and quite a lot of it, actually, which is really great when, you know, a program work, when you actually got some data. I think the idea of playing and meeting other people and like-minded musicians... That I think that was one of the big pluses, as well as actually some of the advice from the tutors, vis-a-vis what to do with their works and how do I turn this riff into a song or help with lyrics or those kind of practical things.
Right, Ella, you're only a few years older than some of these musicians. Yeah. Are you a muso yourself?
I did play clarinet when I was younger,
clarinet.
And I was in it. Children's choir, but since then it's kind of been more of a distant appreciation.
Me stick, did you?
Yeah. Much to my parents.
Oh, no, it's wonderful, wonderful, beautiful instrument.
And I wonder whether or not the practice of instruments by these people in their homes would be of a distressing nature to their neighbours.
Oh. No, of course not. They would love it. Especially drum kits.
Yes.
My parents love it when they have drum kits and late at night and
but you can get electronic drum kits and they
Absolutely.
Don't make any noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you annoy your parents and relatives and neighbours?
Oh, absolutely. But I think it's a coming of age story.
You said that with a great deal of delight though, didn't you?
Of course. I was on the clarinet, my little sister on the flute. It's got to happen. But them being of that age, are they more interested in creating pop music or is it from a whole variety of different genres?
Everyone brings their own favourite music. This is an interesting aspect of the program because some groups come in as a bunch of mates. They're already there and they've been playing. A lot of the groups we form because we collect all their information and try and put like with like and age group with age group. And one great suggestion is we should find out what music they like because it's always interesting getting people in the room say, what do you listen to? What are you listening to? Oh, look, I like Taylor Swift. Oh, I like Megadeth.
That's right.
And it's the meeting in the middle, which is always the wonderful aspect. And actually the best part of the program, the real learning outcomes are communication and teamwork.
Right.
We don't tell the kids, though.
No,
don't tell them that.
No. Let's have a listen to one of the tracks from the group. This is called My Teenage Dream, and the group's name is...
The Afternoon Daydream. And this is a pop classic. Check this out.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what question did you just ask about?
I was asking, how old are those girls?
Look, they're teenagers. Yeah. You know, we never want to divulge ages or embarrass everyone, but, you know, they're like young high school students just doing their thing.
Yeah, when I was a young high school student, I was climbing trees.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I wasn't producing music like that, that's for sure. In fact, as I mentioned, at four times their age, I'm still not producing music like that. I wonder if they realise how privileged they are in having the exposure and also being part of the alumni of this entire program. This program's been running for how long?
It's about 40 years, since 1985. Luckily, I just looked up my notes during the track and got the deets.
Oh, and any famous alumni?
Oh, look, there's tons of famous alumni. I don't know, Tash Wolf, the young jazz artist, Eddie Benjamin from the Pocket Trio. He went over to the States and is currently playing with Justin Bieber and doing his own thing over there really successfully. One of our tutors, who's actually an alumni, Jason Rook, he was in a band called The Tenants, which had a hit called U-S-H-I-T, Me to Tears, which was number one on the Triple J Hottest 100 a while ago.
Did you play something like that when you were a child?
Yeah.
On your clarinet?
Oh, absolutely.
people like Matt Mason from the DMAs, they're a big local group. Martha Marlowe, local musician. Alan Kidron from the Potbellies, you know. Don't Look Back. Yeah, tons of people.
You're a little bit of a bopper yourself, aren't you?
Oh, I enjoy music. I do get excited and I play the bass.
Oh, the bass. Oh, the bass is a very important instrument. It just holds everybody else together.
It's correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We like to think of it as the Slytherin house, you know, the dark arts of
okay.
the band.
Okay. I wonder if the musicians were here, they'd be able to tell me whether or not they play everything as original music, they write their own, or do they cover other pieces of music?
Well, in the Bondi Wave program, we only work on original music.
Right.
We don't do covers or anything like that. And that is a focus and a feature of the program, which makes it stand out.
Yeah. And is there a commercial aspect to it at all?
What do you mean by commercial?
Is there any money changing hands for the sale of the music?
No, not at all. There's a fee for the program, which to be honest is heavily subsidised by council. We're really fortunate that council get behind the WAVE program, and we're really lucky because they get 12 weeks worth of tuition and performance, as well as a concert in the theatre, and as well as an artefact or recording to take home.
Right. Now, we've only discussed one group today, and that is the Afternoon Daydream. But I wonder if any of the groups have indicated to you any plans for longevity.
Well, I've noticed one group have got a profile on Triple J Unearthed.
What?
So look.
I thought it was pretty good coming on East Side Radio.
Yeah, or, you know,
Triple J.
Well, they've got a Triple J Unearthed, you know, that everyone can upload their own profile and their own tracks. And we actually do band shots as well. That's another feature of the program. We have a photographer come at the dress rehearsal for the concert and they all do a band shot, and then we take some shots of them as well in performance the next evening.
When is that concert?
Oh, that was in August.
These people have come through that stage.
And we've recorded and we've mixed and mastered the tracks, it takes a couple of weeks after the program.
Yeah. Mixed and mastered. Gee whiz, that sounds so professional. I have to say, Waverley Council really needs a medal for its dedication to developing youth culture.
Oh, thank you. Look, and I concur. It's really wonderful to be a part of this program and at Waverley Council.
Right. If the musicians were here, I was going to ask them to participate in a small quiz. Because their music is so rocky, I was going to say, in fact, I think we'll give this one to you, Ella.
Okay.
You're the only one who is permitted to address this. You have to tell me who wrote this piece of music. You're only going to get...
You're
only going to get 6 seconds of the music.
Six
seconds, and you have to identify who wrote it. And what is it called? Are you ready?
Yeah. am.
Spicks and specs. Rock quiz.
Okay, now I've just fired it and it didn't work. So you're fairly lucky.
That's all right.
But in fact, what I need to do is this. You ready? Here we go. Righto, there's your quiz. Who wrote it?
Alan, it sounds really familiar.
Yes.
I know how the rest of the song goes. However, identifying the name of the song or the artist, I think is beyond my knowledge.
What? Every clarinet player knows that one.
Yeah,
I know, I'm sure I've played it too.
Well,
it's just
those notes are referred to as the knock of death.
Yeah, is it?
Nobody's allowed.
I was talking. It's Beethoven.
Yeah, why is it that I just heard a whisper in this room?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
No, there's a draft out there.
Oh, there's a draft.
We're channeling the same camaraderie.
Okay.
It was
Beethoven. What you called it a song. Now, I think Mr. Beethoven would have a really major issue of calling it a song. Beethoven's fifth.
Song.
Wrong.
No. Symphony. Symphony.
We all call it Beethoven's fifth. It's Beethoven's fifth.
Well, if you struggled with it, I don't know how the kids of the afternoon daydream would have got it, because their music is totally, totally different from it.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know the breadth of their knowledge. But I know they focus on the rock music
well,
and the wave.
Well, they do focus on the rock part of the music. So why don't we heard My Teenage Dream. Why don't we now hear another one of their songs? This one is called Queen of Hearts. Well, we've had the privilege of listening to some music from the Afternoon Daydream, a group participating in the Bondi Wave program. And
a big shout out to Riley, Nora, Matilda, Yana, Ashley and Finn. Afternoon Daydream.
And I hope you're enjoying your Afternoon Daydream. Look, Michael, thank you so much for coming in today. And in future weeks, we'll have other members of the various groups into the studio. And
absolutely.
And one final time, I'd just like to congratulate Waverley Council on the tremendous work they do to encourage youth participation in music. It will never be a wasted endeavour. And thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. And I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks of hearing Wave Band tunes.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.